Election season isn't just happening in the capital city of Boise, of course. Rachel Cohen reports on how different motivations drive fundraising for elections in less populated areas.
There are 11 candidates running for 4 seats on the Twin Falls City Council. 7 did not report any campaign contributions by the first campaign finance reporting deadline this month. Jacqueline Kettler, a political science professor at Boise State University, says this isn't surprising.
City elections may have very little attention, and as a result, there sometimes is very little campaigning that happens, or at least not the type of campaigning that requires a lot of money.
This might mean attending local events or going door to door. That said, fundraising can be a sign of a candidate's competitiveness. In the Twin Falls race, Leah Babayan, a local business owner, has raised the most money with a little more than $900. Contributions less than $50 made up over half of that total. Kettler says local donations are often based on personal ties.
People who are donating to candidates, maybe they're neighbors, they work together, they're in the same kind of professional network.
Compare that to national and state elections that are more likely based on politics and ideology. In Twin Falls, Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.